Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so, we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement and so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace, that is to say, Almighty God, in His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. Effects of the grace of God. The grace of God makes all men who feel its power to be brethren. We are one family in Christ. Grace makes the prosperous give his hand and help to the poor. Grace makes the healthy to reach out and care for the weak and sickly. Grace makes the learned and the intellectual to stoop from their so-called dignity and embrace the ignorant and the unlettered. Grace makes the important to be polite and considerate of the lesser. Grace makes the elderly to be understanding and patient with the impulsive youth. Grace makes the offended to forgive the offender and to forget the offense. Let the grace of God lay hold of a man's heart. Then pride, envy, and bitterness go to their graves. That short message was from Preacher Henry Mahan. We believe Scriptures alone. The Bible is the Word of God. Please see 1 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It contains no error whatsoever. We do not derive our doctrine from men or denominations. The Bible is our rule of faith and practice. As it is written in Isaiah 8:20, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. We believe Christ alone. Christ is the gospel. He is both the subject and the object of the gospel. It's about Him, Romans 1:1-3, and for His glory, Colossians 1:18. Christ is all, are the words of Scripture, Colossians 3:11. He is all in the Scriptures, all to God, all in salvation, and all to every believer. The sure and only hope of every child of God is wrapped up in the person and work of Christ. Salvation is caused by the work of Christ, His effectual atonement for His people, see Matthew 1:21, and experienced by knowing and bowing to the Lordship of Christ, John 17:2-3. We believe grace alone, every aspect of salvation from the beginning, election, to the end, glorification, is all of God's grace. Salvation is not what you do for God, but what He does for you. No part of salvation can be ascribed to men. To ascribe any part of salvation to the religious efforts, good works, or so-called free will of man is to deny salvation by grace. As it is written in Jonah 2:9, salvation is of the Lord. And Ephesians 2:8-9, by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We believe faith alone. Christ and His salvation is not received by doing, but by believing. Certain men approached the Master, asking Him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? The Lord Jesus answered immediately, this is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent. Anybody who trusts Christ for salvation will be saved. Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. And that excellent message was from Preacher Donnie Bell. much assurance. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. The believer in the Lord Jesus possesses the God-given much assurance that for him to have any hope of eternal life, the Father must have chosen him in Christ before the foundation of the world, that he should be holy and without blame before God in love. He has much assurance that Christ was made sin for him at Calvary, satisfying the law's demand for justice by his own shed blood, and the much assurance that the only righteousness which God accepts is the imputed righteousness of Christ Jesus. This is the firm conviction and much assurance of his hope. That was from preacher Marvin Stalnaker. Grace alone, Christ alone. If any man thinks that he is justified before God by his good works, he is tragically and dreadfully mistaken. Friends, please look up 2 Timothy 1:9 and also Titus 3:5. What a horrible rebuke of the effectual and substitutionary sacrifice and perfect obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ to entertain thoughts of self-glory, self-righteousness, and self-salvation. Philippians 2:6-9, Luke 16:15. Paul made this very argument to the Galatians. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Galatians 2:21. The Lord Jesus Christ alone is all any sinner needs to stand in God's presence justified. See Jude 24, Colossians 1:19-22, Romans 8:1. Those in Christ by sovereign adoption, effectual calling, powerful regeneration, and saving faith have no other hope, 2 Thessalonians 2:13-16, nor ground on which to stand, Acts 4:12, Isaiah 28:16. Some might ask, is the Lord Jesus Christ enough? If the Lord Jesus Christ is all you have, God says that it is enough. John 1:16, Colossians 2:9-10, also Colossians 3:11. That was from preacher Tom Harding. The Master says in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think about this. Dare we ever imagine that men will ever glorify God because of works that we do? What is the believer's light? It is Christ who is the light and his gospel. We're to shine the gospel light that men may see that our good works are the works of our Savior, Christ Jesus. If men are enabled to see his good works, then will they glorify our Father who is in heaven? Let us put the spotlight on the Lord Jesus Christ, not ourselves. Wise words from preacher Gary Shepherd. In John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Salvation is not a joint cooperation between God and man. I say again, warning, warning, warning. So-called cooperative salvation theology is a lie from the pit of hell. Hear now the word of Almighty God in John 1, Verses 12 and 13. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Every elect sinner's salvation, their justification, their sanctification, their regeneration and conversion, all of it rests exclusively in him who is the way, the truth, and the life. Is not based on their faith, their repentance, their love of others, their forgiveness of others, or even their perseverance. While they do possess and exhibit true faith and true repentance, a desire to love God and their fellow man, especially the brethren, none of this or all of it combined to save, keep, or qualify those justified by God for eternal life. People, here's another very serious warning message. Self-reliance is the very bond of unbelief. It is essentially infidelity and one of its most deadly branches. You are an infidel if you trust in your own self-righteousness. You a Christian? You a churchman? No. You have in the sight of God neither part nor lot in the matter. You are spiritually dead while you pretend to live. Until you are endued with faith in Christ's righteousness, your body is no better than the living coffin of a dead soul. A Christian is a believer, not in himself, but in Christ. And what is the language of a believer? Lord, in myself, I'm a poor, ruined, undone sinner. Through the hand of thy good Holy Spirit upon me, I throw myself at the foot of thy cross and look to thee for blood to wash me, for thy righteousness to justify me, for grace to make me holy, for comfort to make me happy, and for strength to keep me in thy ways. That was from preacher Augustus Toplady, the year of our Lord, 1774. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." And the Master also says in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness. Yehovah Sitkenu. If you're led of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave world band radio broadcast, then please go to WWCR.com and get their address to send your donation. Please remember to indicate it's for the storm warning broadcast. I greatly appreciate those of you that have donated. In doing so, you are propagating God's gospel around the world into the glory of our Lord Jesus and our soon coming Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings unto those that fear him and his holy name. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com, and please indicate what country you're from, what life is like where you live, and I'd also be interested to hear how the reception was on your radio, and I look forward to writing you back too. Once again, write me at thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends. Our mighty and glorious King of glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Hold us tight, Lord. Maranatha.